Sí.
I do not see Armstrong, Watson. No. I have a boot full of water.
I spotted him in a carriage.
Shoulders bowed, his head sunk on his hands. Watson, he was the very image of distress. Though I fear there's some dark ending to our quest.
Cannot be long before we know it.
Come, Pompey.
And so, this is the end of our journey.
Yes, little doubt of it.
See where our friend Hewitt turned the carriage while Armstrong was inside the cottage.
It is a secluded spot, Holmes, and an ideal one for hiding a man.
Well, we wouldn't have found it without Pompey here.
Well, stay, Pompey. Good boy, good boy.
There may be nobody inside.
Well, then our efforts would have been all for nothing.
Dear goodness, Holmes. What on earth was... Armstrong is coming back.
Quick, Watson. Upstairs, as fast as you can.
This door.
Oh, no.
Doctor, will you... We are too late. There is no pulse. Sir. My dear sir. Are you Mr. Godfrey Staunton?
Yes, Doctor. Yes, I am. You're too late.
There is nothing I can do for her. I'm so sorry. Mr. Staunton, there are no words that will make such a grief easier to bear. But you have many friends, sir, whose concern for you is the reason...
Oh, gentlemen, you have attained your end.
She's dead, Armstrong. Your colleagues have arrived too late.
My colleagues?
I think we are a little at cross purposes.
You have chosen a particularly delicate moment for your intrusion.
Had we arrived a little earlier, we might have...
I would not brawl in the presence of death. But if I were a younger man, I can assure you that your monstrous conduct would not pass with impunity.
They have done all they could, Armstrong. You yourself could not have said...
Mr. Staunton. We have each some light to shed upon this miserable affair, Dr. Armstrong. If you could step downstairs with us.
Do you really think we should leave, Mr. Staunton?
Go. Go. I want only to be with her.
Well, gentlemen?
When a man is lost, Doctor, it is my duty to ascertain his fate.
And doubtless you are to be paid handsomely for it.
I wish you to understand that I am not, as you seem to believe, employed by Lord Mount James.
No?
No, my sympathies in this matter are entirely against that nobleman. We have been seeking Mr. Godfrey Staunton. He is found, and there, as far as I'm concerned, the matter ends.
After all, what is he to you?
He is a young man who has lost his wife.
Of course, his wife.
Just so. It seems you know it all.
Well,
they have been married less than a year. Godfrey met her while he was lodging at her father's house in London. They became passionately attached almost at once.
She is very beautiful.
As she was good, Doctor. And her intelligence, too, was the equal of her beauty. No man need be ashamed of such a wife, and you may tell that to Lord Mountjoy.
I have said, Doctor, we've been instructed by Mr. Staunton's friend and team captain, Mr. Cyril Overton.
Yes, but it is Mount James who is the cause of all this. Mount James, who would have made an end of Godfrey's inheritance if he knew of this marriage to a lodging housekeeper's daughter.
I can well believe it, of that exceedingly unpleasant old person.
Mr. Holmes... Once such a whisper gets about, it is not long before everyone has heard it.
I assure you, I am much more anxious to hush up private scandals than to give them publicity.
I hope so, sir. Godfrey both needs and deserves that. I have known him well. He has many excellent qualities, and I love him for them.
Your conduct has shown us that. doctor.
I've merely done what I could.